You're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. Up next, we introduce you to the new top executive of Idaho's largest and oldest performing arts organization, the Boise Philharmonic. Her name is Laura Reynolds. Her official start date is March 16th, but I had a chance to sit down and meet Laura Reynolds when she came into town a couple of days ago to find a new home. I'm assuming that you went through a few conversations with Boise Phil and their executive team. What did they tell you that they were looking for?
Boise Phil has been in a period of really exciting growth, and they have been doing quite a bit of work to expand their education community engagement work and really deepening the experience with the orchestra and with our musicians. And during that whole process, it became really clear that the organization is really committed to creating as much access to the orchestra as possible. And that's something that has been a real passion of mine throughout my entire career and something that's really meaningful to me. So I was excited to have the opportunity to come to a place that also shares those values.
I want to talk about your career in a second. Can you share with me, and I guess this might be a sense memory as much as a traditional memory, can you share with me a piece of music that maybe opened your heart and your mind when you were very, very young?
Oh, wow. You know, when I think about my first musical memories, of course, when I was growing up, Disney movies were a huge part of my life. My dad used to sing the I Know You song from Sleeping Beauty. And I would like sit and spin around in front of the TV at the Tchaikovsky Sleeping Beauty music. So that was a huge part of my life. And also when I was very young, I did classical Japanese dance. So when I think about my earliest memories, it's a combination of, you know, Disney / Tchaikovsky and traditional Japanese classical dance music.
So you went to USC?
Yes.
Yes. Want to make sure I get this right. Graduated magna cum laude with a Bachelor of Music in French horn performance.
Yes.
How often do you pick up the French horn?
Not as much as I would like. I know that there's a really rich tradition of community orchestras here, so I'm hoping to join one so that I can start playing again. But every now and then in Seattle, I would play a gig here and there, and it was really fun. But most of the time, it was just getting together with other colleagues and having like a pack of beer and and reading through horn quartets or trios. So yeah,
can I assume that the French horn gets more interesting with more beer? From a performer's perspective.
From a performer's, I feel like
it certainly gets more interesting for us.
When I was playing, more beer would equal less accuracy. I feel like now more beer might equal more accuracy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm anxious to hear that. It's important to mention that you come to us from the Seattle Symphony.
Yes.
Where you served as Vice President of Education and Community Engagement.
Yes.
I want to read something. I want to make sure I get this right.
Okay.
These are your words.
Yes. Okay.
Every person has a song and a story inside of them. It is our responsibility to unleash that. Talk to me about that.
I think this is just the most important thing as I think about music and art and the role it can play in our communities and society and really for each individual. I've been really lucky throughout my life and have had just the most incredible teachers, the most incredible mentors and people that looked out to make sure that I got connected to these fabulous music experiences. As a result, I think about, you know, my responsibility in the world in that way and how important it is for me to make sure that in whatever I'm doing and whatever organizations I'm in, that we're making sure that there's space for people, everybody, to have the opportunity to make art, to experience art, and to have this as part of their life. You know, one of the big things that I learned in Seattle, we did an initiative around homelessness because it was a state of emergency in our region.
So I heard, tell me if this is true, that the symphony crafted lullabies
Yes.
With assistance from moms who happen not to have a home.
Yeah.
You did that for Mother's Day.
Yes. We paired musicians directly with parents experiencing homelessness and together created lullabies. The difference is that it wasn't necessarily our musicians writing the music. It was our musicians lending their skills to help interpret these stories and ideas and musical creativity coming from the families themselves. There's so much that an orchestra can do to really unleash the music in people's lives and unleash creativity and to create an environment where people have agency in telling their story. That was something that I saw the Boise Phil starting to do. I mean, they have their Inroads program that goes out to prisons and schools and is integrating into the community in a way that is really powerful. And so I'm excited to do more of that work here.
There has to be a secret sauce somewhere to get the next generation to appreciate a Philharmonic. How do you do that?
I think we start by knowing that young people love music. The music and the compositions are about these stories and connections. And I think that there's so much in our repertoire and so much in just the musicians on stage themselves that we can start to tell maybe in a different way. And I have a feeling that a lot more people are going to be excited about that.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that there's a Disney in concert.
Yes. Coming up March 7th.
Okay, so I'm turning on my phone.
Okay.
And I need to find a song from Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, yes.
I want to listen to it with you, if that's okay.
I would love that.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a tree.
When I hear that, I think so much about just being a little kid and twirling around and just spending time with my mom and my dad and my little brother. So to me, it brings back just these like wonderful memories of being a child and dancing and like having this experience with the music.
So will we be able to hear you play French horn somewhere sometime soon?
Probably not anytime soon, as my full attention will be focused on gearing up to become the next executive director for the Boise Phil. So I feel like my practice time might be a little bit less. But perhaps, I mean, do you play an instrument? Maybe we could jam together sometime.
This is my instrument.
Okay.
My piano teacher from my childhood would tell you that I do not play an instrument. She is Laura Reynolds, our new executive director of the Boise Philharmonic.
Thank you so much.
Once the way you did, once upon a dream.
And again, the Boise Philharmonic will perform Disney in concert this Saturday evening at the Morrison Center. They'll actually be screening some magical Disney moments up on the big screen as the Philharmonic plays all of those wonderful songs. You are listening to Idaho Matters on a Wednesday. I'm George Prentice. We continue in a moment.